Yeah, I'm coming, I'm coming. No need to be so noisy.
What?
Good morning or afternoon, kind sir or madam. It is a pleasure to meet you. My name is Elizabeth Patrice Walker. I am selling Christmas goodies as a fundraiser for my school. All proceeds from these sales go directly to my school. Don't worry, it's not a scam. Might it interest you in some festive goodies?
No.
Perhaps you might be interested in culinary delights. We have homemade gingerbread houses.
No.
Tasty peanut butter fudge, or at least I think that's what it was.
That's repulsive. Get that away from me.
I think I left it in the sun too long. Don't worry, my grandmother will still buy it. Perhaps you might enjoy these beautiful seasonal cards decorated with native scenes.
No, no, no. I don't want any of your junk.
I would hardly call this merchandise junk. Would you be interested in a necktie with an electronic Rudolph nose? It blinks.
Did you not see the large no soliciting sign in front of the neighborhood?
Oh, yes, sir, I did. Unfortunately, I have no idea what that means, but I will definitely keep an eye out for any suspicious character.
Young lady, panhandling is a misdemeanor, or at least it should be. So if you will kindly take all this junk off my front porch immediately, I may decide not to call the police.
Well, a simple no thank you would have sufficed. I'm sorry if I was being too persistent. Sir, my teacher tells me it's both enduring and trying.
Yeah, well, I can definitely see that. Norma, I need a nerve pill. This child is upsetting me.
Who's Norma?
She's my caretaker, if it's any of your business. Norma!
I'm very sorry to have bothered you. Here, take this candy cane on the house.
Young lady, I don't want any Christmas junk from you. Did you not happen to notice that my house is the only house on the entire block that doesn't have any Christmas decorations?
Well, I thought maybe you hadn't got around to putting...
Well, you thought wrong. I don't celebrate Christmas. Christmas is a holiday for superstitious and simple-minded people. The only thing worse than Christmas is Easter.
Oh, I love Easter.
Shocking. What a poor excuse for parenting. What kind of school has children peddle Christmas goods as a fundraiser anyway?
My school does Shady Mountain Christian School. It's a great school.
Ah, I see. That explains everything. You've been brainwashed, you poor child.
Dr. Fitz, didn't you want your pill?
Listen to me, kid. You ignore anything they tell you at that school. You being taught nothing but lies and foolishness.
Dr. Fitz.
Coming, Norma. Now remember what I said. You ignore anything you hear from that school, especially anything about Christmas or Jesus.
Shout, go share, go spread, and sing.
What is it now?
Hi, I'm Charity Walker. I live just down the street at 201.
Yeah, I know who you are. You're the one who left cookies on my porch when you moved in.
Yes, I guess I did.
I'm diabetic, so I would appreciate it if you don't leave poisonous things on my doorstep. Also, that junk mail about the summer cookout and fall festival at some church, that belongs in a trash bin, not on my doorstep.
I'm sorry about the cookies. I had no idea.
Well, so you didn't. Well, what do you want now?
My daughter, Lizzie, came by a few minutes ago selling Christmas stuff.
Yes, I vividly remember. What of it?
Well, she seems to think you told her not to listen to anything her teachers say at school. I was sure she must have been mistaken, but she seemed very confused.
I most certainly did tell her to ignore any brainwashing drivel spoon-fed to her at that poor excuse for her school. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Well, sir, I must say, I'm shocked. I thought for sure Lizzie had misunderstood what you were saying. I understand you may not agree with our beliefs, but I would appreciate it if you wouldn't tell my little girl not to listen at school.
Well, I would appreciate it if you didn't let your little girl trespass on my property and panhandle worthless junk like some vagabond on my front porch.
I tried telling him it wasn't junk, Mom. I even showed him the tie.
Norma, I need another pill! This child is back!
Look, Mr.
It's Dr. Fitz.
Dr. Fitz. I'm sorry for bothering you. We will make sure not to bother you in the future with anything.
Good. I'm an old and sick man who isn't going to live much longer, and I would just like to have a few days of peace.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Dr. Fitz. I'll be praying for you, and please let us know if there's anything that we can do.
Yes, there is definitely something you can do. Don't pray for me, and take that child out of that crazy school. She's a bright one and has a lot of potential.
See, Mom, I told you he kind of likes me. He just looks like a mean old man on the outside.
I didn't spend 40 years educating students in molecular biology to stand silently by while children are taught superstition.
Well, I don't think I can do either of those things, Dr. Fitz. I am going to pray that God brings true peace to your soul, peace that only comes through the gospel.
I'm
going to
pray too, Mr. Dr. Fitz.
Norma, bring me two pills this time. Norma!
Mr. Fitz, do you want to come to my Christmas play?
Oh, no, Lizzie, he doesn't want to.
I'm going to be the star of the play at the top of the manger, and I'm going to sing a beautiful song about Jesus.
Norma!
I'm coming, Dr. Fitz!
What took you so long? I may keel over any minute, and no one seems to care.
I'm so sorry, Dr. Fitz, but I've been on the phone with my son-in-law. My daughter's going to have her baby any minute now.
Oh, congratulations.
I have to fly to Miami tonight.
What? Miami? What am I supposed to do?
I'm so sorry, Dr. Fitz. I have to call the agency and have someone else come over as soon as they are available, but it is the holidays.
Well, that's just great. I'm most likely going to die any minute, and I'm not even going to have anyone here to give me my last few pain pills before I die.
Oh, Dr. Fitz, it just isn't all that bad.
Mr. Fitz, I have an idea. My older sister, Sarah, is a nurse.
Well, she's in college studying to be a nurse.
She and I can come over and babysit you.
I don't need a babysitter. I just need someone to come over and watch me die.
Oh, well, in that case, maybe just my sister will come.
Oh, what a great idea. Dr. Fitz really needs just supervision and someone to pop him a pill every now and then. I'm sure your daughter would be qualified. Let me just check with the agency.
I don't know. I mean, is that okay with you, Dr. Fitz?
Please, 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 Dr. Fitz, I'll make you cookies. I'll even help you decorate.
Well, it doesn't seem like I have much of a choice, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Fine. On one condition. No Christmas.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Lizzie, did you tell those people to trespass my property?
I thought you needed some Christmas spirit.
And what are you doing now?
Mommy said not to bring too many decorations over because she thinks you really don't want them. But I knew you would love them. Oh, Sarah, the tree looks beautiful. Don't you think so, Mr. Fitz? Don't you? Mr. Fitz, do you have any grandchildren?
No, I don't.
Do you think I can adopt you as my grandfather? I never knew my grandparents, and I always wanted one.
No, I don't think that's how that works. Wait, just a moment. What's that in your hand, young lady?
It's a shepherd.
I told you, you could bring a few decorations over as long as none of them were religious.
But, Mr. Fitz, that's impossible. Jesus' birth is the whole point of Christmas. It wouldn't even be a holiday without it.
A deal's a deal. None of that nonsense in my house.
Well, Mr. Fitz, don't be such a Scrooge. Or I guess in the Christmas story, you would be Herod.
Who?
Oh, never mind.
Lizzie, why don't you sit down? You're looking a little flushed.
I'm okay, Sarah. I know you don't want Jesus in your house right now, but I sure hope one day you'll let him in your heart.
I don't even know what that means.
I know you don't, but you will.
Let it be.
Maggie, you wouldn't believe this child. She's just as pushy and excitable as you were. Being around her makes me miss you so much. Oh, and she talks about Jesus all the time. I knew you'd get a kick out of that. Maggie, I just feel so alone all the time.
Hey, Mr. Fitz, how are you feeling today? You look great.
Good afternoon, Lizzie. I'm feeling achy and miserable.
Well, I know what will fix that. I brought you some Christmas music.
Sarah, you might as well bring me a pain pill now.
Who's Maggie?
What?
I heard you talking to Maggie, but I didn't see anybody.
Maggie is my wife. She passed away a little over a year ago. Occasionally, I talk to her without realizing it, I guess.
Oh, is that kind of like praying?
No, it most certainly is not.
I wish I could have met her, Mr. Fitz. I know I would have liked her.
I think she would have liked you, too.
Did you say you needed a pill, Dr. Fitz? Oh, Lizzie, how are you feeling?
I'm great. Not achy or miserable.
Well, I feel just awful, and I need my pill, Sarah. But I guess you don't really care about me.
I'll get a pill for you right away, Dr. Fitz.
You left us here the other day.
That's where the lost shepherd went.
I've been trying to remember. What did the shepherds have to do with the baby Jesus anyway? Didn't they take the baby to a stable or something like that?
No. They didn't take the baby Jesus. They found him.
But why were they looking for him?
Because they had heard their whole lives that a Messiah was coming who was going to set his people free. And then one night, while they were sitting out in the fields, an angel appeared in the sky. He told the shepherds that the Messiah had been born that very night. Well, naturally, they all got scared at seeing a big angel floating in the sky. But then the angel invited them to come see Jesus and worship him.
But if he was the great Messiah of the Jews, why would the angels bother telling random shepherds? Why wouldn't they tell important people? Or why didn't they just tell everyone for that matter?
There were kings that got to come see Jesus too, but the shepherds got to see him first. My teacher says that's just the way God is. He isn't a respecter of people, and Jesus wasn't just for rich people or religious people. He came to die on the cross for everyone, and anyone who believes in him can have eternal life.
My strength, my solace, and Savior, the God of shepherds.
That is a nice story. Very inspirational.
It's not just a story, Mr. Fitz. It really happened.
Yeah, I can tell you certainly believe it happened. How about you tell me the story, but this time leave out all the parts that are make-believe, like the miracles and the angels and all that stuff.
I can see we still have a long way to go, you know. Mr. Fitz, even old people can become Christians. All you have to do is repent of your sins and accept Jesus as your personal savior.
Your Jesus has plenty of old people without adding me to the list.
I'm sorry, Dr. Fitz. I can't find your pain medication. Do you remember where you put it last?
Of course not. I'm old. I lose everything. You're the young one. I'm sure you'll find it. Just hurry up. I feel awful.
Mr. Fitz, will you come to my Christmas plate tonight at school? Won't you please?
Lizzie, you ask me this every day, and I give you the same answer.
Oh, but I know you would like it. I'm going to be the star of the show.
Oh, are you playing the baby Jesus?
Oh, no, we're using a baby doll for the baby Jesus.
Lizzie's playing the actual star, you know, the Star of Bethlehem.
I get to stand on the top of the stable and sing a star song.
Yeah, well, that does sound entertaining. Sarah, did you find my pills yet?
Yes, sir, they're right here. Lizzie, what's wrong? Are you feeling tired?
I'm just sleepy, that's all.
For someone who is here to take care of me, you sure don't spend very much time doing it.
I'm sorry, Dr. Fitz. It's just...
I've been asking for my pills over and over again.
I'm sorry, Dr. Fitz. Here's your pill. But, you know, you're not the only one with problems.
No, I'm just the only one who's dying.
If only you knew the truth, you would feel...
Sarah, let's go. We have so much to do for the concert. Goodbye, Mr. Fitz. I hope you feel better. I've prayed for you every night.
Bye, Dr. Fitz. I'll be in tomorrow morning.
Goodbye, girls, and good luck tonight, Lizzie.
I'll look for you in the audience. I'll be the one in the star costume.
Star costume? Who ever heard of such? What did she write on this CD? Christmas music should help answer your questions. I wonder what's on here.
Come to heal and help and save.
Excuse me, have I found my way to the illustrious Christmas pageant?
You sure have. Welcome to the Shady Mountain Christian School Christmas Play.
Is everyone here always so perky?
It's just about to start. Is your grandchild in the play?
Well, not exactly, but kind of.
Well, hurry on in and get a seat. We're just about to start.
I actually need a seat near an exit, preferably away from any drafts, and I hope there's no strobe lighting. Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
Sir, excuse me. Hello. I came here tonight to see Lizzie Walker in this play. I think she was supposed to be the star on the top of the stable, but I didn't see her anywhere.
Oh, I'm sorry to tell you this. Lizzie had another episode earlier this afternoon. She's in the hospital right now.
What? What kind of episode? What are you talking about?
Oh, didn't you know Lizzie is very ill?
What?
She isn't able to come to school very often, and although we wanted her to be in the play, she just wasn't able to make it.
No, that can't be right. It must be someone else.
I'm so sorry.
Yes, I'm basically a relative. I must get through. Oh, Lizzie. Dear God, I know I haven't really talked to you very much, or you haven't really heard from me very much. I guess what I mean is, if you could just listen to me this one time, I don't know what to say. I know I've spent most of my life denying you, and it seems shameful to me to be coming to you now. But God, I feel helpless. This little girl is such a wonderful little girl, and it just seems so wrong that she should suffer. Please, God, just spare her life. Please don't take her away from me and her mother. We need her. I'm sorry that I spent all those years fighting against you. I used to think you were harsh and uncaring and mean, and I wanted so much for you to not be real. But this little girl and her family have taught me that I was wrong. I know that you are the God of kings and shepherds. You love all people, even the most wretched sinner, even people who denied you and have fought against you. God, I believe in you, and I believe your son died for me. I accept you as my Savior. I've heard the story of your birth and death, and I believe in you.
Curse on fallen man, this pride and selfishness we hold inside. Though we were all condemned, we had a loving friend who came to save us. He lived a perfect life and gave the blind their sight, fulfilled the things foretold by prophecy. He bore that, took his cross, and died to save the lost, their sins forgiven.
Jesus, how he came to earth to
Please, Lord, hear my prayer. Please don't let this little girl die.
I'm not dying, Mr. Fitz. I was just taking a nap.
Oh, Lizzie, you're awake.
Careful, Mr. Fitz. The doctor stuck wires in me.
I'm sorry. I'm so happy that you're all right.
You were just praying, Mr. Fitz.
Well, yes, Lizzie, I was. After a long life of running from God, I think I finally wanted to accept him.
Mr. Fitz, that's the most wonderful news I think I've ever heard. Oh, Mommy, did you hear? Mr. Fitz trusted Christ.
Dr. Fitz, that's wonderful. Praise the Lord.
You know, I never told you this, but my wife was a believer.
Really?
Yes, she visited a church with friends of hers years ago and came home announcing that she was a Christian. It made me so mad. I was awful to her. I was awful about her faith. I just couldn't understand why she would believe in a God who made her so sick and then took her away from me.
I've struggled with the same thoughts the past few years since Lizzie got sick. I always remember God is good no matter what I may think or feel, and his way is best, even if I wouldn't have chosen it myself.
I just wish I could tell Maggie that I finally trusted Christ as my Savior.
Don't worry, Mr. Fish, she knows.
What do you mean?
Well, the angels have been celebrating in heaven at least 5 minutes by now.
How do you know that?
The Bible says in Luke that there is joy in heaven over one sinner who repents. So when you repented and accepted Jesus as your Savior, the angels in heaven celebrated. I'm sure Maggie must have heard them. Just think how loud an angel celebration must be. Mr. Fitz, are you crying?
I'm just so happy.
Does this mean I can bring the rest of my Christmas decorations over?
You can bring over anything that you want, especially those shepherds.
You know, you're kind of like one of those shepherds, Mr. Fitz, because you heard about Jesus at Christmas time.
And you found him at Christmas time.
And because I was one of the least deserving of people to see the Savior, yet he still sought me. Lizzie, I want you to tell me the story of Christmas one more time. Only this time, don't leave anything out.
Gift is given, so God imparts to human heart.
greatest story ever told. Man, it is so much more than just Christmas shopping, Christmas parties, a manger scene. It's all about Christ and what he did when he left heaven. I mean, some of us like to think we're the God of our home. We're in charge. God is the God of everything, of all the universe, all the power in the world, all the knowledge, all the eternalness. Imagine being God for real forever. And Jesus left all of that and became a baby in a feeding trough. So that when he did die, he could say, I was in all points tempted like we are. He knew what it was to be human, to experience the challenge of our human limitations. He knew what it was to be tempted, to have Satan coming after him full bore, full press. He did that because of his love for you. And then he gives a gift now, extending from that Christmas scene that we celebrate. He gives the gift, offers it, a forgiveness of our sins. A place in heaven. Freedom from the penalty of our sin. Freedom from the bondage of sin. Eternal life. It all comes in that gift. And there is only one way to get that gift. You didn't even have to come here this morning to get it. It's not about church. It's not about being good. Jesus said this. He said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Now that phrase, come to the Father, we could replace it with this. No one gets this gift of forgiveness except through me. We have to go through Christ. He is not willing that any should perish and spend eternity in hell. He wants all men to come to him with repentance of their sin to him. And then the Bible promises that if we believe in our heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It comes down to our faith, our belief, what we choose to believe in. Believing in what Jesus did on the cross as being enough. That is the greatest story ever told. I wonder, have you trusted Christ's forgiveness as Dr. Fitz did at the end of the portrayal, realizing he is a sinner? Hey, we're all there. But realizing he needed a Savior. I'm going to ask if everyone would bow their heads, please. And just a question that you can answer just by raising your hand. You say, Pastor, I know I'm a sinner. I know I need a Savior. And I don't believe I have one. I wonder if there's anyone this morning by lifting their hand saying, I'm not sure if I have that Savior or not. If I were to die today, I'm not sure if I would go to heaven. Anyone at all like that in this room here? Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Just slip your hand up. I want to pray for you here in just a moment. All right. Now, folks, the greatest story ever told is ours to tell. Will you tell someone? Will you tell someone this season? Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for the time you've allowed us to have here today. God, I ask and pray that if there is anyone here that doesn't know for sure if they have that gift of salvation, that they would not leave without saying something to me before they leave. Let me or someone else show them from God's word today or maybe another time. But help them to take that first step of saying, I need to know. And God, help us to tell this story more than just in a church setting, but out where it needs to be told. In Jesus' name, amen.